when the weather turns like this.
Oh.
Go to that parking lot. So, but here's the really good news for those of you who like this sort of thing. The moon is spectacular.
Is it?
Yes, it's full tonight and it's just coming up and it's spectacular.
The clouds are moving out.
Clouds are moving out.
Oh, I just, wow.
There's a little sunset.
And I think there's going to be some pretty little sun tomorrow. Yeah. I'm not certain, but that's what they say. Of course, which all this means the temperature is just
going to be cold. I'm just sure we won't care a bit. We'll be
able to just see the sun for just a few minutes. Right. Just freeze where we stand. So I brought a sleeping bag.
Okay.
And maybe somebody can get it to Rebecca. And June put a heavy wool blanket in the car in case somebody else needs extra, I don't know. Anybody does, but if you hear word. Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, what should we talk about? We've covered the weather.
I had such a gift today. in the form of having a few clear minutes of seeing how cruel egocentric primary conditioning self-hate is. And it doesn't happen that often, actually, that there's just that level of, whoa.
It's ugly.
And every time it's happened in the way that it did today, it's been when I've been recording. And it happened a few months ago when I was doing a two-handed recording. And was surprised, really, really surprised at what came up. And this time I didn't even set out to do a two-handed recording. I just set out, there was obviously so much to see in this thing that had happened. And it was a place that's like, well, this is so familiar. And yet, somehow the pieces were a bit more clear. The steps were a bit more, in relief from each other than just socks and a washer. So I set out to record to see what the steps were and even like, gosh, at each of those junctures, what would be another option? Not knowing, as an aside, you and I have talked a bit recently about how conditioning keeps coming in this back door of like coming up with projects of ways that just have more attention on that. Like, I know we could chart this, and I know we could that. And they all end up pretty much like, let's look at what conditioning is doing. But in these really fun ways.
It's not grisly anymore. No. We're going to look at it in fun, uplifting, exciting ways.
And like games, and you know, like that.
Games with conditioning.
Yeah, ooh, that just sends a shiver up your spine, doesn't it? So I went into it not sure whether this was another version of that. But anyway, what quickly ended up happening is, boy, I just saw that here's what happens, and who actually ever knows if there's even a reality quote that happens, but oh my gosh, the hateful filter that's immediately put in front of it.
So here's what happens, and who knows what that is.
Right.
But you're aware of the perceiving,
yeah,
is hateful.
Hateful.
So does it feel like it's actually the hatefulness that is seeing it, usually, and this time you saw the layer that's the hatefulness?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Always before you were just in it, seeing it, believing it.
What came up was, and this came up. So, I don't know, this level of emotion and, wow, just laid bare has happened, I don't know, a handful of times over the last few months, for whatever reason.
Could it be practice?
I don't know. Sure,
just a wild guess.
It might just be, I don't know, I started eating more carrots.
Right, you're right. More quinoa, it'll do it.
So, let's see, okay, so when it's laid that bare, and then, oh yeah. One of the things that always marvels me is I'm not looking at something that's new here. I'm not looking at something that's infrequent. And so what I realize is, wow, how much time this stuff is filed. In that sense that you talk about, it's not.
Are you having trouble hearing?
Yeah.
Should I speak up? Sorry.
Yeah. So what do you mean? How much it's filed?
Meaning not transcended, not let go, but filed.
Aha. Uh-huh. Oh, there's that
survived.
Again.
Survived. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that I think is what the emotion feels completely like compassion. It's just this welling up of seeing that level of hatred. And there's just this enormous compassion for that and for realizing, wow, that this isn't infrequent. This sort of thing happens all the time, but there's such like a managing that goes on around it. You know?
So if I'm following you.
Yeah.
So
here I go with the players.
Yeah. Oh, and we have to talk about this.
I know.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So you're going to take off layers.
Yeah, I can't take this off because this is my statement, my identity, my current identity. So are you beginning to suspect that what's happening there is that the same process that was doing this mm-hmm. was protecting it, basically?
Definitely.
By... managing it.
Absolutely.
So there it is, but
yes.
Well, and so, and...
Exactly.
And
so.
We could chart it.
Yes.
Yeah, we could do this with it, and that with it, and
yes.
that with it, and for whatever blessing reasons, you were able to be step back enough
exactly.
to see
exactly.
instead of to identify with that.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And there's such gratitude for it.
Yeah.
When that happens. And almost like I say these sort of little prayers that are like, wow, if it's helpful to the universe for me to continue to be able to see that way, I would be really like, I don't want to ask for something that's not, you know,
it's not necessary to suffer at this level. I'll
right,
be all
exactly.
right with that. But,
I mean, it
but
really
if it's
is
helpful.
Exactly. It's like,
well,
I don't want
because,
to be greedy.
Right, because that's the point, isn't it? I mean, there's there's the suffering that comes from being engaged in the process.
Yes.
And then there's what we go through in getting through the process.
Yes.
And people are so afraid of the upset of that they would choose to stay in the suffering for a long time mm-hmm. rather than go through it consciously.
And you know the truth is, going through it consciously is such a joyful experience.
Mm-hmm. And a relief.
And a relief.
Right? Because tears and
relief.
All that might come with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting, Sherry, because that place of, you know, we don't want to go through it, so we choose the sort of maintenance suffering to not... It's like, this probably isn't true for everyone, but it's definitely true for everyone in this room, I'm sure, that we would never consciously do that.
No, oh, no.
We
no.
all know that
no.
this is a much better plan.
That's right. It's a level of ego survival that we have to encounter
yeah.
in order to transcend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just that
because all the time that you were doing it, you thought you were practicing with it.
Yeah.
And in a way you were
right.
because you were getting ready to
right.
be in this place where you were disidentified enough to see it.
Right.
But when once we disidentify enough to see it, then we realize, as you said, wow, a lot of my life has been spent
yeah.
basically maintaining it,
exactly.
thinking that I'm working with it.
Yes. And I don't know about other people, but in that place, it's like, wow, stuff flashes through. You know, second grade, 10th grade, you know, oh my God, that thing. And it's like, I just look back at that person who was, quote, functional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I said to you recently that I remember when I was early in practice, and you said, you know, a couple of things bring people to practice, having suffered enough. And I can't remember how you say it, but the wisdom to know there's another option or something.
Well, just intelligence.
Intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I always thought, well, it must have been just that I had the intelligence to see that, because truly, that's how well it was managed.
Uh-huh. Because I'm really not suffering.
Not
but this is so interesting.
I love
this practice.
I mean,
this
what
practice
it was
is
so interesting. I loved it. I mean, looking at it, I can see the very same thing that is what is the greatest gift to me in practice is what I had in the very beginning, which is just, I love participating.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in the month-long retreat, when I was on a month-long retreat here, And at that time, we took dishwater and threw it in the Nandina bushes. That's what we did with dishwater. And I just have a clear memory of just throwing that water and saying, I love this place. Mm-hmm. And just, I just loved the community. I loved participating. I loved so, and looking at it now, I think a lot of the things I loved were karmic. You know, I mean, it's all in there, yeah. You know. Yeah. But wow, I can, as the layers of management begin to fall away, it can look messier and messier, but oh, there's such gratitude for it not being managed in that way anymore, because the suffering was so tightly wound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and once we get to that point of seeing through it, it's not like then we have to spend years and years and years in that phase.
Yeah.
Because all this stuff is lead up.
Yeah.
But there's something, you know, like preparation is, you know, if you're going to paint a room,
that's right.
Painting it, you know, yeah. And getting ready to paint it. Good Lord! Yeah. And so it's much like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess the thing I'll be looking at, I'll see the floor, maybe, you know, but is that mystery of, as you say, we see through it, we realize all that stuff, and I think what can be painful is that then there's still a fair amount of time.
Oh, doing that.
Lived in the management.
Yeah.
And what's been going on lately is I can really see how painful that low-grade suffering is, but one thing that hadn't occurred to me until I just said that was, that's the suffering that I didn't used to see as suffering, and I'm now realizing it's suffering. So that's huge right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, I just sort of say these prayers of like, all right, I'm sure this is all part of it. This is all part of it. I'm just ready. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm available.
Hello, life. Whatever, I'm available.
Whatever's exactly I'm doing now. You know, whatever's next. Uh-huh. You know, whether it be difficult or great or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you say, I just want to participate. Mm-hmm. Okay, what we're participating in now is awakening.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring the same enthusiasm as the dishwater to the, you know, maybe we should do that again. Those Nandina are some of the biggest, healthiest plants we've got on the property. Well, I guess they don't need more water now, do they? I think they'll be all right for a while.
Yeah, we might revisit the market policy for a while.
You know, that's going to be interesting, isn't it? I mean, wow, that's going to be huge. All that drama, those buckets and carrying that water around. And
I heard a VM, not here, but recently, someone who spends time here as a VM said, does that mean we're not going to get to carry buckets?
Does that mean we're not going to get to carry buckets? No, we'll still let you carry buckets.
I said, you know, I don't think any of us are going to be able to let that go.
Right.
Just carry the buckets around and come pour them out.
Take it out of Chubby.
And just put it in large part. That would be very zen.
Oh, very zen. So you probably want to hear a little about this, huh? So, you know, I, like many people who live in some connection with the world, you know, there's an awareness that there's big changes happening in our world. And the way I kid about it is, you know, the people who now feel so threatened by the current turn of events in this country are the people that I always have identified with. Mm-hmm. I look like them, but I certainly identify with them much more than the people who look like me. Right? So, you know, if somebody sees me walking down the street, well, if I'm just like this, they might think something different. But, you know, if they just see me in the world, they wouldn't know. You know, what's her deal? She looks like she's probably with them. Mm-hmm. And so when it hits the fan, I want the right side to know which side I'm on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a lot more brown than I look. Okay. And so, I mean, I'm just mostly kidding about, although those thoughts do go through my mind. But what I really grappled with is, because I don't know if you people know this, because you live this nice isolated lifestyle, but there was this whole safety pin movement, mm-hmm. and the whole deal was people can feel safe with me. And then that, the kibosh got put on that because it was supposed to be an anti-current, you know, choice. And so everybody just kind of dropped it. And so I'm thinking and looking at it and, well, what is the statement? And then I thought, you know, those old hippies, they actually kind of got it. What do we all want? Peace. Right? I mean, what do we want? That's not what everybody wants, obviously, but those of us who, you know, are on our side of the continuum, I guess we could call it that, this kind of covers it. And so when I bought this, it's a necklace, and I thought, oh no, I already have a sufficiency of necklaces. And so there's actually another one in there. And so I knew that I wanted to take it off, and I thought, well, then let's just attach it with a safety pin. Mm-hmm. And then we've kind of covered all the bases. So whoever you are, whatever you are, whatever is going on, I don't really care. You're all right with me. Mm-hmm. And I choose peace. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of hoping it'll catch on. I don't see it spreading like wildfire. But well, it's kind of a groovy idea. Because there just wasn't anything else. You know, what do you do? What kind of a... There's no statement. There's no, you know, there's no secret handshake that says, you know, we're on the same team. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. And I figured this is just, I'm on everybody's team. Or everybody's on my team. Yeah. So. Yeah. That's the story of mine. Mm-hmm. The hard part, of course, is remembering to change it. From outfit to outfit. But I'm going to work on it. It's a little mindfulness exercise. Mm-hmm. All right, what else is going on with you?
When you were just saying that about the statement, choosing peace, I was running a Thanksgiving fundraiser run when I was off property, and these folks had this giant sign that said, choose love. And before I knew it, I was like, choose love, choose love. And then, like, everyone turned and looked at me, and then all of a sudden, I like became self-conscious about it.
Right.
I was just
like, I still choose it.
I still choose it. And I was just like, gosh, that is such the authentic being right there. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, choose love. You know, thank you. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
That really is.
And I just went right back to that when you were talking about the statement. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see any other, no other posters, that whole thing, but that one, choose love.
Isn't it, I mean, it just, again, you know, you pass these people in the grocery store, you don't know. Mm-hmm.
I would not have known that these people were holding the sign. But,
yeah, and then there they are, and so it's just great to realize kindred spirits.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's really important. Mm-hmm. I think it's partly why I wanted to have group tonight.
You wanted what?
I wanted to have group tonight.
Oh. Kindred spirits.
Yes, and to get in touch with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because people who listen to the Sunday recording know that there's been some illness going on. And...
Oh my God. I was laughing about it this afternoon. I thought, you know, because we don't want people to go away before the New Year's retreat.
I thought of that too.
Because they'll all come home sick, right? And they'll be sick for the retreat. Well, how did that work for us this time? Although we did all remain standing through the end of the retreat, so that was good. Yeah. Came home to get sick.
Exactly. So I was writing my process text today, and what came out was basically, I get it. The best thing I can do for health is to drop the conversation about health. Because mm-hmm. that was driving me nuts this morning and last night, and I suspect impacting, if not my actual physical health, my perception.
Well, we're pretty sure it affects the immune system, right? So, I mean, I'm just... you know, on people, get out of that conversation. You can't start doing the, oh no, I'm going to get sick, because for sure you will.
I remember you saying that. You might as well just go ahead and get your blanket and jump in bed.
Right, because it's headed your way.
Yeah, and so, you know, gosh, just seeing, just really concretely, getting on the recorder, you know, communicating by email and having my attention on work that I love to do, you know, you could just feel the energy rise.
Which also goes hand in hand with taking care of yourself. So it's not...
Yeah,
I'm just going to get up and run around and spread germs. that's not it either.
Yeah.
But to realize that yeah, your body probably does need some extra support. There is some of that going on, and so just give it the extra support that it needs and pass right on through.
Yeah. I have one other thing. I just want to undo it because it's just kind of some nasty stuff that goes on. And I finally am getting a little bit like seeing that maybe it's not me, which always traps me because I identify with it. So basically the process is I'm...
Nasty
stuff.
It could be your clue, Scott.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Okay.
Put that on my wall.
Yeah, paint that up there.
You hear nasty stuff. It's not you.
Yeah.
It's that thing. Cool. Yeah, so it hasn't happened in a while, but it happens. It comes up regularly, where like I'm in the kitchen and all of a sudden, and stuff must be going on before I get identified, and I can just I start noticing people not doing things, mm-hmm. and then there's a focus of that, mm-hmm. and then there's like the buildup of energy around it, not positive energy, mm-hmm. and then at some point. Then the other side.
You two were the only ones in the kitchen. I try really hard not to take that personally. Just, right, exactly.
It doesn't happen when there's two people because you're just thanking God there's another person.
It's like a team effort.
And then the other side. So then something has to maintain it. So then it basically there's like.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah. I mean, how could you? These people are amazing. And they're doing the best, you know. And what about you? You're not like Mr. Perk, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, but, it's just like it can feel like an addictive kind of thing. Like why can't I let this, you know, here comes the next meal. It starts up again. It's like, what the heck is this, you know? So I was just, what is this? What is it? What is the deal about people, quote, not doing or forgetting or blah, blah, blahing? And it was this... Things that were coming out, just not sure if it makes sense to me, but it was like, they don't care. They just, they don't really care. And, you know, they're just preoccupied with themselves. And, that probably happens to you too, but that's what's going on for them.
The voice of authority.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. And then it's like, so let's just say they're in there, they don't care. So what? You know? And it was like, well, then they're dangerous. Oh. And I was, they're dangerous. Because it was like, they don't care about the community and they don't care about you. Mm-hmm. And then it was, that it makes them dangerous. Mm-hmm. And we've got to get rid of them.
Yeah, they're the enemy now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just like trying to, I mean, because what is behind the intense energy? Mm-hmm. And I guess if you identify with something that's saying, you know, they're dangerous and they're the enemy, but once you get out there, like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to see that I mean, because it gets into that ping pong match of, mm-hmm. you know, look at them, well, how could you, da 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 da, I don't see any of that stuff behind it, it doesn't get questioned. Mm-hmm. I just keep
doing. Don't even know it's there.
I don't know that other stuff's there.
Yeah.
I just know that I'm focused on this thing. I don't want to, but it's true. I mean, look at da da da. Here's all the evidence. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't. How could you be saying? You know. And I don't want to be like this. Mm-hmm. And that's where I get stuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where you get stuck. Oh, that's interesting. Because then, at that point, you're out of it.
I don't want to be like this.
Mm-hmm. So that's not actually the stuck point. That's the door to freedom.
Uh-huh. Maybe that I don't want to be like this was getting on the recorder. Okay, what the heck is this?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I don't want to be like this. Okay, good. Well, thank God that's over.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because it just pulls you right back in with the assumption that you are being that way.
Right.
When actually you had just been bamboozled into being that way.
Yeah.
So you'll see this because somebody submitted it as a peace quote, but I really like this. I was saying to somebody the other day, holding an opinion about what somebody is doing is going to do me far more harm than whatever it is that they're doing. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard you said that's from someone else. I think I've heard you say that before.
Well, I thought I said it, but I don't know. Sometimes I wonder where I pick this stuff. But anyway, I saw myself texting it to somebody, and I liked it so much, I had to keep repeating it until somebody wrote it down.
Well, that's so true to that experience. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So.
And, you know, I realize in saying something like that, that there are people who would argue with it. Because, well, I mean, there are some things that are really wrong. Some things that are really... But that misses the point. Because me holding an opinion about what they're doing, mm-hmm. that directly affects my soul.
Yeah.
They can cut my head off, and it's not going to be as much problem for me as losing authenticity, integrity.
That's exactly what happens. Yeah, you're dead.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really dead when you go along with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Everything just, you know, tenses up. And, you know, having some distance on it, I know that thing's doing the same thing to me.
Oh, constantly. Well, you saw it do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even though the content is slightly different, so they didn't, you know, cut the letters right. Evil, dangerous people. And, well, what about you? Look how judgmental you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the content is slightly different, but the process is exactly the same. This is what's wrong with them. This is what's wrong with you. This is what's wrong with them. This is what's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now those are kind of fun places to play games. So uh-huh. when you catch on to it, you can say things. So they might say, oh, they never put the draw the knives and put them away. They never draw the
Oh, I can do that. That's right up my alley.
Do a little dance step along with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
because, yeah, well, there's plenty of times actually where I will notice something that I did or somebody else didn't do or I didn't do, and it's not a problem at all.
Exactly. We all do it.
And in fact, most of the time it's like that. It's just these little things.
And it's not that, I mean, certainly when we stop and consider it, we know that it's not coming from people don't care. I mean, it's...
Obviously, especially at this place.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, yeah. Gosh. Some places you could say that. Mm-hmm. But, and even if somebody is in a state of, I don't care, it's still, you just know they're identified.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just, not them.
Yes.
They've been taken over and...
Yeah, just like I'm identified.
Just like we can identify and taken over. Exactly.
Yeah. And the other thing that I just noticed when you were talking is that just that lingering believing again that I'm ego, and that there's still this sort of belief that I'm inherently bad, because it, you know, so you're saying that about people, how could you? And I'll go along with that. Mm-hmm. Well, why would you go along with that unless you were at least somewhat believing that you're somehow
bad? I think the power there is going to be to realize that you're actually, that ego is just on the other side of the ping pong table. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's beating you up on this side and it's listening on this side.
Uh-huh.
How could you be that way? Yeah, how could I be that way?
Yeah, right.
How could you be that way? How could you be that way? And you're standing there in the middle going,
gosh, how many times do you say that to us? And it's like, dang. You know, it's sort of, sometimes it just seems super clear, the duality, but sometimes that I voice, it really feels like me.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And it does. That's the whole point. It does feel like me. I've been
it is me.
That. Right. That is the ego that I have been.
Right.
What's more of an unknown is authenticity. That's what I'm not familiar with feeling.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're familiar with it when we look up and see the moon, or see a little fawn bounce across the...
They've been hanging out over here every day. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we feel that authenticity, but we don't identify with it. We don't say, oh, that was who I really am.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that spark of love and oh, that's who I really am.
Gosh.
It just goes right on by.
Yeah.
But if you say, if ego says something nasty about somebody, well, I've been there a lot of times. Which is how so many people get fooled into ego self-improvement programs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a lot of money in it.
There's a lot of money in it. Mm-hmm. And practice can get taken over that way, for sure, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they didn't put the knives away. and little dances.
Yeah. You can make little poems.
Poems?
Yeah, in your mind. You know, just anything that puts your attention somewhere else and makes fun of them. Makes fun of that voice, because that's its whole deal, is make you feel bad. And if you're making fun of it, twofold. Not only do you not feel bad, you're feeling good.
That's right. Thank you.
So, Gloria?
Well, the kitchen just became a lighter place. I imagine everybody doing that little dance out there. You know, it's very useful for me as well. And I did want to report a practice success today in the area of wellness. Well, wellness is what generated it, but I we got this instruction to take it easy, don't push, and recover. So I've been looking at what that is.
We have one bad person who didn't do that twice. There will be no names mentioned, but she is in bed as we speak.
Well, anyway,
But you know, hold that thought, because the importance of that is, I yelled at just about everybody. You know, everybody does the Huber cure. Uh-huh. So they go to bed for a day, and then they say, oh, I feel great. And they get up, and then the next day they're sick again. Yeah. And they do the same thing again.
Yeah.
It's like, that is not the Huber cure. The Huber cure is you stay there until you're symptom free. Okay, go ahead.
See myself in that. That doesn't apply to me.
It oh, right, because I feel fine.
Else. I feel fine.
And people miss.
I can manage this.
That's right. Yes, I can manage this. Yeah. So people miss the significant point, which is you feel good because your body now has the energy it needs to heal itself. Mm-hmm. You get up and you use that up, and
boy, that. There's so much about that too in this period of time, seeing that what you had spoken about earlier about the energy that we have and that how we choose to expend it, and it's like it's gone then, it's, you know, and so to just watch that in this whole process and you know, how am I choosing to expend this, and when the body needs it specifically for healing. Going on the computer and doing emails has been the bane of, I mean, it has been my biggest practice area for...
Forever?
Forever.
Mine too. Mine too. There's only one more so for me, and that will remain nameless. Facebook.
Oh. Well, you know, I just haven't been able to... It's just been an area of a lot of suffering and a lot of energy expenditure, not in the direction that supports health and wellness. And so I was looking at this guidance to just go slow and to take care of oneself. And I realized that can't be just in little pockets and then get up and go do something really self-hating and then go lay down. You know, to try and recover, that, you know, that it actually didn't, if it's not relative to content, it's a process, Sequoia. And, I had this breakthrough today that just seems, when I sat down to, of course, there's a lot of emails built up.
It's the worst, isn't it? I mean, it really is. It's like, I don't feel well. Could you people? It doesn't. And then it just compounds and compounds and goes, yeah.
Well, the conversation that always hooks me is, all right, so you have to perform triage here. You have to decide which is the most important, and, you know, you have to do this really correctly, and you have to do it right. And, you know, there is just a right way to do all of this, and if you were the right person, you'd know which email to do first and which can wait and all that. Anyway. Well, today, I just said, every email that got handled, I just said, good job. I just said, Yahoo. Mm-hmm. And I, and I've never done that.
And it felt great, didn't it?
It felt so good. And amazingly enough, I had a real return of energy.
And did you get more done than you thought you could possibly get done?
And it was fun. It was just...
Wow. Oh, I'm going to try that.
It was just so much fun. Well, I hear you. That's probably not the most important email answer, but who cares? It's got, you did a really good job with it. And, good job.
Yeah, well, and good job that it's how you're doing it.
And how,
right? I mean, it's great that you got the email done, but it's how you did it that... Yeah. It's really the next tier of celebration.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And, it's just been it's been a mystery for quite a while as to how to work with this particular piece of content, how to bring process into it.
Well, it's one of those hidden in plain sight places, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. It does feel like that right now. It's like, it's a quiet, yeah. Well, this is just a very simple refocus of attention. And mm-hmm. now it does, mm-hmm. because I saw it. But mm-hmm. it has not felt at all simple up until this point.
Right.
It's just...
Well, because the process wasn't simple.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it was a whole, you've got to do it right, it has to be this way, and if you're the right person, then this. I mean, just when you laid that out, I was tired. I have to go back to bed after that. It's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
I mean, you just know that no matter what you do, it's not going to be good enough.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what was talked about earlier, that I forget the words, but that tight, mm-hmm. to manage that suffering and that... Mm-hmm. That's the place. Mm-hmm. There's just no exit. Mm-hmm. It's just all.
Do you think with this attitude we'll finally get to the point of saying, oh, yay, email? Probably not. Don't push it, right?
Yeah, who knows? Don't push it. We'll see.
It's so funny, in the world, I understand. From listening to people, that being sick of email is really common. It's really common. And so now, of course, it's texting, right? And everybody, and I suppose the reason everybody wants to text is that you can't text as much. With an email, you for 10 minutes, you've written a lot. Texting, and I just sometimes I think, what's going to happen next? what are we going to do next?
Oh, boy. I mean, maybe we'll go back to when I was a child. I can totally remember my grandparents lived on the West Coast and I lived in the Midwest. And they wrote a letter once a year. Once 6 months or something,
Yeah.
That was it. Mm-hmm. And we just waited for that letter, and it just wasn't none of that stressful, worrying about what's going on with grandma and grandpa,
We don't know. We didn't get a letter this 6 months.
No news is good news. So I
think about reading Jane Austen. And that's, today I'm going to write a thank you note. That was her to-do list, I'm going to write a thank you note to so-and-so. Okay.
Talk about energy expenditure. It takes so much energy to maintaining all of that illusion of communication, which isn't really communication at all. Mm-hmm. It's just, So it's
good for you. Congratulations! Thank you. It's a huge breakthrough.
It was. Mm-hmm.
So. And I think probably the energy that comes back to the people is going to be different too.
That's my fervent hope.
That's the thing that I cling to.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not just email. There's actually a person involved.
That's the thing I cling to as well. And when you just said that about email, that's the only place I can get to that, you know, there's actually a person connected to this ugly little piece of technology that's, you know, reaching out. And this is the form through which this is how it's taking form right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Loving these conversations. It feels so good to be with Sangha.
Right.
in the hermitage. Yeah, I feel really lucky too, having been able to be here for, you know, these exciting events, like obviously I got to be here for the fire evacuation. I get to be here for the bubonic plague.
Well, not to mention our 20,000
gallons of rain.
You're here for all of the events.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome. It's been such a great workshop.
I thought, though, Lakota, that since you spent so much time in bed, you should probably stay an extra month.
I don't know,
just a thought.
Oh my gosh. Well, and that's like a huge part of like the ego conversation that was just going at me, laying there in bed. Like I realized there's this huge thing about participation and like my worth being based on how I participate, and just this nonstop thing about like you can't just be here laying in bed just being
eating groceries,
being this huge drag on the community. Like, what are you even doing here? And it was pretty brutal for a little bit. And then I just, you know, I caught it. I was like, aha, you know, I'm just watching this. And what's it gonna do next? You know, and I watched all the crazy different things it came up with. Like, it was doing this thing of setting like expiration dates. Like, you know, like it was Monday and it was like, well, you know, okay, it's terrible that you're in bed today, and tomorrow that'd be pretty horrible too, but by Thursday, you're gonna be good. You know, it's like, it had decided that was like as late as it could. It couldn't go beyond that.
Yeah. Well, for a very good reason, right? Because all you're doing is watching it.
Right.
And it really needs you to be up and out there by Thursday.
Yeah. It was, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a great point. Because it was quite the concentrated practice session.
Oh.
Prone
sashin.
Yeah. Holy moly.
Yeah.
So intense. Like, I got to see so much. And thank goodness I got so many recorders because I about filled them up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's just so much. Man, I talked with you in guidance about this experience that I have. It's like clockwork. Whenever I first come to the monastery for any period of time, this just experience, like this particular sensation. I don't want to say emotion, but it's like, I don't even know what. Like, what? But it's this kind
we
of...
We just
like,
say experience.
Experience.
Yeah, because we don't actually know what it is.
I don't know what.
But
I actually don't
what's
know
what's happening.
What. Yeah. And I've gone back through the years, you know, and like every time, you know, I could go to like when the first couple of days in the monastery, the first couple of days of retreat, whatever, there it is. It's the same thing. And I'm always looking at it, you know, but... Mm-hmm. It was like, I don't know how to describe it, maybe just like gut-wrenching, heart-breaking, like agonizing grief is what it would kind of look like this time. Like, whoa, you know, what, really, you know? And just got to be like right on that. Like, there was no getting away from it. There was like, you know, it was just like, can I please feel good and get a bright sunny day and have a busy day of activity to just anything but this, you know?
So that instead of it lasting just a couple of days, it kept going because you were down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So I had a whole, like a week solid of just that experience kind of thing. And But it wasn't all. I mean, it was actually quite fantastic. You know, while I was in it, it was like, ooh, you know, gut wrenching, really tough. But it was amazing. At one point, the mentor just kind of dropped in, like, remember that one time on the cushion when you were sitting and there were really, really painful, difficult sensations that were up, and you were really lost in it, and you found the willingness to just be with the sensations without the story? Like, I wonder what it would be like if we tried that now. And it was like, oh God, I can't. You know, it just felt too intense. But I did it. Mm. I did it. And I actually, like, I was like, okay, I'm going for it. You know, it's like, feels like unbearable, but I'm going to sit with it. I'm going to be with it and just, like, feel it. And just let it at me with no stories. Just be with it. It was amazing. I mean, the whole thing in that, I just got goosebumps all over. Like, the whole thing just completely transformed into this just incredible, beautiful, warm glow, like, in the hara, kind of in the belly. And it was just like, wow.
So all of that was kind of over the top of that, or taking the place of that warmth.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's just, like, there's just these sensations, there's just this energy, and then it, you know, it can be like a story about grief or loss or something, and then those sensations just plug into that story, but then without the story just being there, it's like...
There's nothing holding them there.
No.
Yeah. And you get to see what's underneath it.
Yeah. And I got to be, and it was amazing, and I proved that to myself again in this really powerful way, because it felt so intense, like unbearably intense, but I did it. And it doesn't mean I was just like in that warm glow for the rest of the week, because it felt, it kind of cut, it was like waves of grief, you know, that just kept crashing back. And every time it was like a fresh opportunity, like, gosh, this feels really hard. It wasn't just instantly like the glow, but I know that that's available.
And so when you were feeling the sensations in the hara, did it feel different when there wasn't a story, when you kept your attention on the sensations, or did they pretty much feel the same until they didn't? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, well, yeah. So I think if I'm tracking, when I was just with the sensations, with no story, and the story's... It's you, like I've talked with you in guidance about, it's about, like, the feeling gets labeled grief, so it's about loss, kind of thing. And then there's all these stories about loss, kind of, or fantasies about getting back, whatever, kind of thing. Without the stories, then the energy was still in the same locations, like in the energy centers, you know, roughly like second and third chakra, first chakra, just in the belly. A completely different quality. It went from like this really painful ache to a warm glow.
Yeah, that is just remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, just a lot of gratitude for this experience that I would never choose. But like, wow.
It's kind of everybody's nightmare. It's bad enough to be here, right? And then you're sick here.
Oh my gosh!
That is.
Oh, and then towards the end of the week, I'm just like, after a week of bed rest, the muscles had gotten all weak, and I got out of bed and just totally tweaked my back, and then it was just like, you know, in tears, like,
no,
oh my gosh! But you know, like, just so grateful.
Yeah, what a gift that is, because I don't know about the rest of you, but there can be a temptation to come through something like that and just hop right in. It's like you said, let's have a sunny day, get out, get really active, put that behind us. And with your back the way it is, you have to stay really in touch with yourself.
It's just amazing. Like, everything about this day so far, it's just like, whoa. I feel it just like life has just grabbed me and like set, like, you're going to be here. And you're going to sit with this, and then it's not, no quick escapes, and then we're just really gently, you know, just going to kind of ease back into activity so that you get to just stay put, stay right there the whole time. Wow.
We are taken care of.
We are. Yeah. And taken care of so much too by each other and community. It's like the geese, you know, this week I've been having that image of the geese, like, there's the strong ones up there just flapping like crazy, like, right. Oh my gosh, a kid.
Flapping like crazy around that kitchen.
Wow, like so much gratitude, like it's so, yeah. Like, desperately, yeah. Want to just get in there, like, get going, you know, and in time, you know, when the time is right, and
yeah.
I'll move up to the front.
Right, they'll leave you in there by yourself.
Yeah, I could lay out for a week. Rest up.
Thank you, dude.
This is pretty fun. At the New Year's retreat, I saw a different layer, you know, kind of that skin layer. And when you were talking about the ping pong match a few minutes ago and the one watching it, it seems like very often the one who can see the ping pong match, let's see, probably awareness arises, oh God, I'm caught in that ping pong match. And instantly sits and takes it, mm-hmm. And I don't know it. Mm-hmm. And so very often the one watching the ping pong match has an opinion, has a judgment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it can be so familiar and so true and so oftentimes kind of subtle. Or it can be quiet. It's not really subtle, it's just quiet. It doesn't really have to say much. Mm-hmm. But there it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's me. You know, I think it's... goodbye. Yeah, there's no consciousness. There hasn't been much consciousness in that place. And so at the New Year's retreat, there was... I was able to see it closer, nearer, more clearer than before. Mm-hmm. And so then I watched, well, what am I going to do about that? Mm-hmm. and the answer is, has been, since I've gotten that, what?
Nothing.
Oh, yes, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was excited. I had the answer. Yeah.
That was the answer.
Yeah. Nothing. But what am I going to do? Nothing.
Turn the attention.
Yeah.
Get in the body. Mm-hmm. Drop the entire conversation. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. One of the first things that became clear to me in this practice, like a million years ago, was there is no formula. You know, I can't think my way to sit it. And yet, it does it over and over and over. Mm-hmm.
So what occurs to me as I listen to you talk is that it could be fun to draw it out. You know, to do one of your things with the ping pong match. Who's on that? All the conversation that's there. And then pseudo-Zen. Observing it, just as you laid it out. And then what does pseudo-Zen have to say, which is going to put you into that place of awareness of the whole thing.
Yeah, and just walk away.
Yes, yeah. Well, first see it,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then, yes, just turn your attention to whatever you choose instead. Mm-hmm. Because not for you.
Kind of,
this is not a good idea for you. No, you're not going to draw that, okay? Great! I could... No. if you were to do that and got really clear, because the place that you indicated that it can fool you is when pseudo-Zen comes in and it feels like, oh, yeah, so, yeah, this is true. Which, again, goes back to what Jen was talking about, because we know it, but the old habit is so ingrained And so we can spend a lot of time in it and then pop out again and realize, oh, that's pseudo-Zen. But to catch it early on.
It's talking to me right now.
What's it saying?
it's pulling out its old, you should be different. Arsenal.
How many years have you been doing this and you're still done like that?
Yeah, that's one of the tags it can take.
Yeah. And it's like Scott with the how could you be that way? Yeah. Well, I was that way, but I'm not now. Now I'm here. So you should be different. And the answer is yes. Yes, thank you, and I am. Yes, thank you. Thanks for noticing. Because, I mean, it's really significant, right? Because if you're hearing that conversation, you're hearing it. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So what's it saying now? Oh, I can tell you're listening to it more than to me. I could have my feelings hurt, but I'm not going to.
That wasn't what I was doing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's trying, mm-hmm. you know? It's doing its best, as usual.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it great when we get to that point of realizing, oh yeah, there it is. Mm-hmm. It's doing its best. Yeah, it's, you know, and it doesn't have anything new. Mm-hmm. No matter how long we've been watching it, it doesn't have anything new. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, if it practiced as hard as we do, we'd never catch up. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't. I mean, it can't. So it just drags out the same old tired story. If you're the right person, it's like, oh, please, how many times have I heard that? I am the right person, I told you already. I mean, it really, truly, you know, I am the right person. Ding! Ding! Woohoo! I do right person behaviors. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. All right, well, anything else?
No? Yeah. Sorry, I just had one tiny thing. The birds flying in the mm-hmm. formation, and it reminded me of the earlier conversation around that. One of the things I was reporting about today was just that, like, you know, that voice that it uses everything as an opening, right? And then it complains and it picks, mm-hmm. you know, just, and then it does the thing, look at you, So anyway, what I was reporting about, very similar to what was talked about earlier, was just that place of, you know what's really true? And I mean, this was another big place of tears, was what's really true is I'm incredibly grateful. And I love being able to sometimes be the person who's out, because a year ago this time, mm-hmm. I was down. And I think I was the only one who was down, if memory is correct. And it was pouring rain, and I never left my house. Three meals a day were brought to me, mm-hmm. to my door, so that I could get on the airplane healthy and go to Africa. And I just, in that moment, in those tears, I was like, wow. And it can be over there convincing me that I'm the one who's griping about...
poor me.
Yeah, and it's not true.
It's not true.
What's true is, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love being able to be on both sides of that, and that we live in a community where that's possible, and that it's fine to play both roles, and there isn't one good one and one bad one, and...
It's really true, isn't it? It's where compassion for all comes from.
Exactly.
You know, as long as we're on that ping pong match and believing it, then, and of course, so many people, what you folks have described tonight, you know, so many people live in that, and they don't realize it's a process.
Yes.
You know, it's just believing those people are rotten and evil and don't care and don't try. and I'm a horrible person,
yeah.
And don't even see that it's a process. So to get on the other side of that and realize, you know, so sometimes I do a lot more than other people. Sometimes I do a lot less than other people.
Right.
And over the whole thing, yeah. Gratitude is the best,
yeah.
Just the best, instead yeah. of trying to keep score,
exactly.
instead of even trying to be the person who does more,
yeah.
forget that.
Yeah.
Just be grateful that right. we're all in this together.
Yeah, and even, you know, so sometimes I'm sick, sometimes I'm identified.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
and I forget the thing.
Yeah.
And another time, I'm right here, and I communicate about, you know, whatever it is. So,
yes.
I mean, it just, it's all part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and to consider how much we, each of us, is trying to get to authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. to know that other people are doing the same thing.
Yes.
And so if they had a near miss,
yes.
then,
yeah.
son of a gun. That's the Roshi saying, you know, just look the other way.
Yeah.
But again, we have to catch on that that's what's going on.
Exactly.
And that's
yeah.
huge.
And I think, actually, I didn't even thought of this until I said that, but living in such close community, there's this whole other, like, incredible opportunity to really go up against that karma of, because somehow it's easier to cut slack for someone who's on retreat or whatever, but the process that happens around people who are so close to you on a day-to-day basis, there's such an opportunity to drop into. I mean, it's almost like the same thing as facing self-hate, mm-hmm. because it's that close to us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like we become, it gets that close.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing.
Well, and you remind me of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. You know, if we can get to the point, or the Screwtape Letters, you
yeah.
know, where C.S. Lewis did such a brilliant job,
yes.
anybody hasn't read lately,
yeah.
you know, of just nitpicking
exactly.
to death the people who are closest to us.
Exactly.
Yeah, or just realizing that, really?
Yeah.
if I can get to the point of unconditional love
yeah.
for these people
exactly.
who I know are
yes.
good people,
exactly.
Then maybe that'll be available for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which it will.
Yeah.
That's the process.
Yeah. And when there isn't that, it can really engender that thing that was talked about earlier, of like, what?
Yeah.
When there's that level of
mm-hmm.
and that, gosh, I know I don't want that. I'm positive that's not what that person's about.
Mm-hmm.
I know all of that isn't true, but it's like, I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's when, you know, we need to call for an exorcism.
Exactly.
If we're really paying attention, then we know, oh, I have been taken over
yeah.
by the devil.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And that's war. That's, to me, that's war right there. That
mm-hmm.
place of like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes from. And so that's what I mean by it's such an opportunity, because that's the place.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing I won't let go of. And to realize, wow, to have the opportunity to let go of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's so huge.
Mm-hmm. Because being in that place is going to do you far more damage
yes.
than anything those evil, uncaring
exactly.
people could do.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.